This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Well, it's really, really, really wonderful to be back with you again today on this Saturday. And today I have a special guest. And you probably hear him during the week. He's on 6 days a week now. And I asked him to come on, and it took some finagling of his schedule because he's so busy all the time. But he's here. You want to know who he is? Who is it?
I want to know.
Oh, do you recognize that voice? How about that laugh? Do you recognize? Do you know who it is? Mm. We should do a quiz and see if we can find out. We have Frank Sontag on the show with the Sue Free Show today. I am so excited. So welcome.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Thank you.
Boy, took a while to get you here, but I'm so glad you're here.
It's been a few months. You've been asking for a while, and I've found every possible avenue to stay busy, but today I'm all yours. So here
right.
we are.
No, you weren't purposely avoiding me.
No.
We're not going to say that.
No. It's just this job, which my anniversary is a year today, has been just, I hit the ground running.
You know, I read that the date and everything. And so I thought that was kind of interesting that we were finally making it here. So you know, my show, Frank, because I asked you off the air, and I said, hey, this is going to be a spontaneous show. And you said, like that, love that. And that's the way his show is all the time. I asked him if he had ever heard my show, and he honestly said no. And I'm hoping someday he does listen to the show, but at least he's going to hear this one. And just to give you a little background, Frank, on what the show is about, the show is about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And those are so real for me because so often in my life, I would realize that when I was in relationships or whatnot, I would find that people would so often be in their head and not in their heart. And in Christianity, I find that a lot to be true, too. And so what I do wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, it's like I'm a reporter and I'm always probing. I'm always probing for those questions because I believe that people, for instance, with me, is I needed help and God puts people in place to give you the help or the hope that you need. And this show, that's what the whole passion for me is that I want to allow the Lord to work.
Mm, amen.
Right? And to offer maybe somebody's story that maybe somebody else can relate to and get the hope or the help that they need, or maybe just a little encouragement, just a little spur of encouragement that's going to keep them on that road, that straight, narrow road that's eventually going to pan out for them. And for that door that closes and the window that opens, that they stay true and that they press for that prize. So I'm going to ask you a question here, and I'm going to say that our life is a journey, and we have lessons that we learn every minute of every day, and you have a story. And I want to get to know Frank even a little deeper maybe than maybe you can be on your show. And I believe that we reveal ourselves through our actions, but also just through our words, we reveal who we are. And so I think a little piece of me and a little piece of you gets exposed when we're on the air. Would you agree?
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. But may I say, I haven't heard your show only because Saturdays are my day with my son. It's not about you and your show. Knowing what your show is about now even plants a seed more in my head that I will give every intention of listening, because it sounds like a wonderful show. It's just I work 6 days, and my son, that's daddy day, and so we unplug from social media, anything electronic, and I'm all his. So.
And parents out there, that's really good information right there, because we do need to break away from the norm, and we need to spend time and be present with our children. And I asked him how old, and he said 6.
Yep.
And I think that's such a marvelous age, and I can remember when my kids were 6. And now, you know, you said you have an older daughter that's 26. And
yep, she just got married.
Newly married, yes.
Uh-huh.
And that's awesome. So a little bit about your story. I'm sure you've shared with your listeners, but maybe I have some listeners that aren't your listeners, and maybe we will, you know, spread some wealth here between our listenership. And maybe you should just give a little background on how you ended up with KKLA, because you weren't always in the Christian world.
Goodness
gracious.
So
why don't you give a little bit of that story just to get us caught up? Reader's Digest version, please.
Sure. I was at another radio station in this town for 27 years, music station. Secular station. I was a non-believing, rebellious, self-centered, sin-filled man that lived for myself. 23 years I taught in the New Age movement. I was at the forefront of that, teaching people how to worship themselves and find all about themselves. Biggest church in America is the Church of Self, and I was at the forefront. Handful of years ago, my best friend and his brother, a Christian pastor, I found out after the fact, doing research for my book, which is about to come out, they made a concerted effort to corner me and say, hey, Mr. New Age guy, your philosophy has a lot of holes in it, so we need to kind of confront you and put you in a corner and see where you have to go. That being said, December 17th of 2009, we were all going to play golf. And here's an example of what happened that day. Third hole fairway, I'm about to swing. Pastor Dale yells out to me, "Hey, Frank, is Jesus Christ the Son of God?" And I'm like, "I don't want to go there. We're out here having fun. We're not talking religion and faith. You know where I'm at. I'm a New Age guy. I'm a spiritual guy." Anyway, the day progressed, and at dinner, Pastor Dale says, "If you died today, are you right with God? You've got a son. You've got a wife." And I got a little offended. I instantly got defensive and said, "Well, of course I am. I'm a spiritual man." So something inside me kind of tweaked, like that was too quick. And so what transpired after that was Pastor Dale challenged me and said, "Before you start the ignition in your car, would you meditate?" I was kind of a closet Buddhist if I was any follower of a particular religion. He said, "Would you meditate on that?" And then the story gets really interesting.
Keep going. I want to hear.
Okay.
I read about it, but I want everybody to hear. So
I sat in my car, and I got really warm. I'm a follically challenged gentleman, so I didn't have a baseball hat on that day, and I thought, did I get too much sun? Do I have sunstroke? No, fine. After a couple of minutes, I heard, "Are you ready to submit to me?" Now, again, my alcohol drug days were long gone. It wasn't like I was under the influence of anything. I had full control of my faculties, and I knew who was asking the question. And so after a moment, with complete free will, no coercion, no fear, I said yes. And then he proceeded to say the following, which changed my life forever. Now, I'll preface it by saying I was a New Age teacher who read a lot of holy books, quote-unquote holy books. I read the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, a lot of holy books, wouldn't open a Bible. Mostly because 37 years previous, I walked away from, loosely put, the Christian faith, another denomination. We don't need to get into that necessarily, but I made a decision I would never go back to that type of religion in my life. So, but I never read a Bible. And I think in some ways, this Jesus guy is trouble to people that love their sin. And I think on some level, I knew that, probably mostly why I never opened a Bible. So that being said, after he asked if I was ready to submit to him, and I said yes, he said the following, literally, and I quote, "Pick up your cross and follow me." Now, to people listening of faith right now, that's a pretty powerful piece of scripture. To me, no idea what it meant. Thinking, okay. A few more minutes went by. Nothing else was exchanged. I get off the phone. I get done. I call my buddies right away. I get on the phone and I said, "This is what just transpired." But Sue, here's the catch. I said, when these words came out of my mouth, I knew something happened. I said, "I think I want to go back to church." 37 years later, there's no way. People beg me, try to force me, cajole me, bribe me. I want nothing to do with church. I say, "I think I want to go back to church." So I started going to church. I went to Cornerstone in Simi Valley. Francis Chan was my first pastor. I got baptized a few months later. But here's a couple of very quick hooks to the story you asking about how I got to KKLA. I met my wife at a New Age seminar. I was a New Age teacher. We had that connection. We were married for a handful of years before this incident. I came home that day. She was not happy. Understandably so. She's like, "Who are you? Don't tell me you gave your life to Jesus Christ. That story transpired another time. We can talk more about it. Praise God. She, July of 2011, gave her life to Christ, and we are working hard on our marriage to be very godlike in honor of Him. As far as KKLA goes, goodness gracious, I had put up on YouTube my conversion story, not my testimony. Man before me, a guy named Frank Pastore, heard about my clip, invites me on the program April of 2012. I sit in the KKLA Air Studios, and I tell my story for an hour on the air. Frank and I hit it off. He said, I'll have you back in a few months. Indeed, he did. My wife and I were on a couple of months later, told the struggles of a new Christian marriage. We're back on again a third time. And then in October of 2011, the last time I saw Frank was walking down the KKLA studios. I was in talking to our program director at that time, just talking about KKLA. Frank went down on his motorcycle on November the 19th. They called me the next morning, November the 20th, Tuesday morning, and asking me if I'd be interested in filling in. And so I began that process on and off of about 7 months of trying to fill in on that show, which was impossible to do anyway.
You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And welcome, San Diegans, for listening in San Diego and up north on the coast and all the way around the world through streaming. Thank you so much for joining in on this show. And listen, if it's new to you, I just want you to connect with me. And how do you do that? You go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go to my website and connect with me there. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're dealing with right now. And if there's a subject matter in which you'd like to have talked about on the air, just help me, okay? Help me have the subject matter in which you want to hear, because this show is for you. It's here to help in any way possible. So we are listening to Frank Sontag right now and his story on how he ended up here at KKLA, and he works 6 days a week, and that's a lot of working. And so now I've got him on my show, so now that's even extra time. So it's awesome, and I'm very grateful and very thankful that he took the time out to come visit with us on The Sue Freeze Show. And so we were talking about how he ended up right here, right now, and really interesting story, and the whole story about the marriage and Christian marriage and making it work. You know, it's difficult. Marriage is difficult, and we don't get taught how to be good marriage partners when we're going to school. And I think it should be a subject that we talk about in school. I really think that that would be very helpful for all those dysfunctional families out there that, you know, kids grow up in the dysfunction of the home, and then they try to be parents, and they take on the same old burdens and baggage from the parents. You know, and all of us, I think, can relate on some level regarding that. So I think that would be really good. So moving forward, okay, I have some questions for you, because I really want you to share from your heart, because, you know, so often we can stay in our head, and I really like to get the heart to the heart of the matter. And so I have a question for you, and this is spontaneous, and I haven't given you this up front. I mean, beforehand. So I want all the listeners to know this is on the spot, Frank.
Hot seat.
Hot seat on the spot, Frank. And here's my first question that I wrote this morning. Has there ever been a time when you felt God has given you more than you could handle?
Every day. But praise God, every time before I do that show, I'm metaphorically on my knees saying, God, please lead me here. I'm not equipped to do this. I don't know how I got in this chair in the first place, but I do know that I follow you with every breath that you give me. So please show me the way. Because I am in the Bible, I'm in good company. There's a lot of fools in the Bible. I'm just a fool saved by the cross. So absolutely every day.
That is awesome. Is there a specific scripture that brings you strength that you lean on?
Well, Luke 9:23, as the story goes, I shared a little bit about when Christ said, pick up your cross and follow me. Pastor Dale mailed me a Bible. And within a week's time, I was up one night, the Bible came. Oh, yeah, let's start perusing the Bible. And I flipped through, and I came across Luke 9:23, which in essence says, and it's a red letter, so we know Jesus said it. He said, if anyone would follow me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. And those words changed my life. As I said, I got on my knees, and I said, I'm all yours. Said, no matter what happens, I will follow you with every breath you give me, because I could make that up in a million years. So when I read those words, I knew something big was going on. Little did I know at that time that I believe in his divine plan, he wanted me to take over the biggest Christian talk program in America, which I'm hosting now. So
that's a very humbling responsibility and humbling experience. I know even on my small little piece here of being on the show, having the Sue Free Show, I just feel overwhelmed sometimes with the responsibility of making sure that, you know, this isn't my show, it's his show, and that his words be my words. And, you know, being on our knees is very, very important for each and every one of us, because he wants to be first in our lives. And how do you do that? How do you make him first in your life? But by just, you know, you have to look up and you have to say that he's first and then live that. All of you listening right now, I just want you to think about your lives and where you are with your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And I know some of you might not even fully get it. You might not be at that point yet. But you know what? Some of you might be thinking, I have to straighten up my act before I receive, before I ask him into my heart. And that's a lie, because you don't. Because look, Frank even said he uses us, you know, and we're just people. We're just people that we've said, okay, we're here and we want to be servants for his good, for the Lord's good. And he uses people that have gone through things and been through troubles and trials and not done everything right. If you look at the stories in the Bible, he uses just regular people. And that's all we are, is regular people. And he wants to use you. And all he's asking for you to do is make a choice to ask him into your heart, and then he'll do the work. He'll make the changes that need to be made for you to be who he created you to be. Because he created you for a specific purpose, and you might not fully understand what that purpose is, but he knows. And you just have to rely on trust on that, that he knows. Just like Frank was saying, is that here he is. He's been all this time working up to the point he is at right now, has been divine, purposeful, working out all of the things that have been going on in order for him to be in the position he's in now. And he couldn't be humbled and show his heart by getting emotional right there if he hadn't gone through the trials and tribulations up to this point. So don't beat yourself up anymore. Don't beat yourself up and say that you're unworthy to receive God's love, because he died for you. And if only it was for you, he died for you. And isn't that wonderful? You can smile because of that. It just brings such joy when you think about that. Doesn't it, Frank?
Oh, without a doubt. And as you're sharing that, I did secular radio for 27 years. I did my own talk show for 21 years and 3 months. And I used to hang up on Christians. Mm-hmm. People would call, try to share the gospel, and I was a spiritual guy full of hypocrisy, and I would hang up, not there. And safe to say, I don't hang up on Christians anymore. I ask them to call.
You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5, and we're so glad you're listening in. And listen, if you know somebody that needs to hear what's being said today, don't worry, it's okay. Just go to the Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and there's a podcast. There's 4.5 years of podcasts on there, by subject, by guest, by date. You can locate it, and you can listen at your leisure. Isn't that a marvelous thing that you can do that? So, Frank, you've already pretty much said this, but one of my other questions is, what is your passion?
When I took over the program a year ago today, I was asked by the media, it's called the Frank Sontag Show, what's your show about? So you asked me what my passion is. And my response to them was, that's probably the easiest question you'll ever ask me. My passion is about two words. My show is about two words, Jesus Christ. End of story. If I don't honor him, if I don't glorify him, if I don't talk about him, if I don't point people to him, if I don't talk about the sacrifice he's made for all of us, I am missing the mark. So I have never been more passionate about a perfect being who gave his life for me on that cross, bled for me when I didn't deserve that. And I know that now. You know, a lot of years leading the New Age movement, I taught a lot of people about how important they were and how they were all that. And Christ would come up, and I would just kind of minimize him in kind of the category of a nice spiritual teacher. But goodness gracious, when I really was forced to examine who he was and did I believe he was the Son of God, he said a lot of very confrontative things. Like, he is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father is through him. So I'm passionate about pointing people to Jesus Christ.
Well, that is just absolutely awesome. You know, that's the number one thing we're called to do, is to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, and then love thy neighbor as thyself. He says in the Bible that if we do those two things, that everything will work out for his good and his glory. If we do those two things, I'm the kind of person that I need a checkoff list and I need to know what to do. And so he's told us what to do. He told you right there what to do. He's given us a choice. We are not animals. We're not a dog. We're not a cat. We're people. And what sets us apart, and I love animals, don't get me wrong, but what sets us apart is we have that freedom of choice. And we can choose him or we can choose not to. And he gave that because he wants you to want him and desire him. And so you have that choice today. If you haven't already made that decision, maybe today's that day. I would think today would be that day, maybe right now. And I'm hoping you take that position and make that your choice to receive him. And then, you know, don't wait to get it all together, because you know what? We never do. We never get it all together. We'll never have it all together. You know, and that's not a negative. That's just reality. But what we can do is have Christ on our side, and he can help us walk through the ebbs and flows and help us get through these tough times, because we do have them. Rick Warren said that our life is like a railroad track. And it's like you have two tracks running parallel down the road, and you have your highs and you have your lows, and it's not all high and it's not all low. You have highs and lows at the same time. But wouldn't it be easier to have that friend next to you, that person that Jesus Christ, that could be next to you, that can watch you and hold you if you need to be held, and guide you through every minute of every day? And that's what Frank is saying. So what is your purpose then? Same thing? Your purpose is?
Serve him with every ounce of energy and whatever he gives me. Yeah, purpose is to glorify him in everything that I do. And you just talked quite eloquently about this idea of us doing it ourselves. I know myself. I'm still a sinner. I'll fail miserably if I rely on myself. But we have the Holy Spirit when we give our lives to Christ to guide us and lead us. And so purpose is to rediscover how incredible life can be. You know, I taught new life principles and all that for a long time. I was a life skill coach, for goodness gracious sakes. But purpose, discover how God made you different from anybody. Once you know that, once you know his son, and you give him your life, you'll see life and its purpose in a whole different way, and life gets really, really exciting.
Yes, it does. It was said a while ago in a conference I was in that if you want to know how to be a good leader and a good manager, look at Moses, because Moses had a staff, and God used his staff to do his work, and he's telling us to use what we have in our hand, what we have, what God has gave us, our gifts. We use those for his glory, and that's when we feel the most significant and the most used and the best about ourselves, is by doing that. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and more of Frank Sontag after this brief break. Hi, Sue Fries, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic, one in eight children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreespelledlikefries.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at suefreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat, using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. We could not be here without Ecola, and I just thank you. And if you need to have a pest control or a termite service done, please don't hesitate to call Ecola and let us take care of you, because we really want to do that. And also, the Learning to Breathe book, that's very personal, very passionate for me, and there is a connection. People say, well, why'd you write this book, and what's the connection between Ecola and Learning to Breathe? And the connection is that I had a young son who's now 32 that had chronic asthma, and I almost lost him twice to asthma. And I had to figure out a way to keep the triggers low or completely gone, which is almost impossible, but to keep the triggers that caused him not to be able to breathe, I had to learn what was causing it and prevent it, or at least minimize it. And so the whole book is about, there's scriptures in every single chapter, there's life stories about my things that have happened in my life, about when I received the Lord, and then I come home and my mom says, my mom and dad are getting divorced. And I said, you can't do that, because I just figured it all out. God's in control now, and he'll fix everything. And so that's a part of the story too. So there's a lot of personal life stories in there regarding me, but also a lot of helpful tools regarding asthma, respiratory issues. And the connection between Ecola and Learning to Breathe is that I looked for a way to get bugs, pest control done without using chemicals if I could. There is a place for everything, and too much of some things is not good. And so we have to look at things and evaluate and analyze things and figure out what's the best for each one of us. And so this book gives you tools. It helps you if you have a child that has asthma, if you have a family member that has asthma. I recommend the book highly, and you can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it on the SueFreeze.com site. So shameless plug, but not so shameless, because I think it really has tools in there that can help you with your life struggle if you have one with asthma or respiratory issues. And that's the connection that people have asked me about. So I had mentioned Frank before that, I really wanted to get to know the heart of Frank. And how am I doing?
Good, I think.
Yeah?
You would know better than me.
Well, I'm just asking you from your point of view, because I really want you to be able to share your heart, maybe even a little more than maybe you do on your own show. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when we're on our own show, we have parameters. And I don't, I just am saying that I really, 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 if there was something that the Holy Spirit was prompting you right now to say to listeners, because what I visualize, what I see when I'm on the show, is I see mothers, maybe single mothers, I see mothers driving, I see people at home doing yard work, but they're listening to the show. And they're going through a trying time. They're going through troubles. And I always think about that, and I'm thinking, okay, God, what can I say to them that could encourage them, that could give them something that could keep them going, or keep them, like, maybe giving them something that could help trigger something that could make a change in their lives that would be for the better. With that prompting you at all, if the Holy Spirit is prompting you at all as far as what you would want to say to those people, and it's not necessarily young moms. Maybe it's the men. Maybe it's the men that have mother issues or father issues and just don't know what to do in their marriage because their marriage is suffering. Maybe that's where you're, being prompted to say something, because you said something about your wife and you and going through marital issues. I mean, going from believing to not believing and then mm-hmm. believing something completely different, would be really a huge, huge ordeal, I would think.
Well, yeah, there's a few things that have come up You had mentioned your son having asthma, mm-hmm. and you're asking me if the Holy Spirit has prompted me to share anything with the listeners.
Okay.
We have thousands of listeners from all different walks of life, moms, dads, singles, struggling in Christ. Here's kind of where I want to go with all that. I'll personalize it. I, for most of my life, since June 17th, 1984, I had a major motorcycle crash not far from here. I shouldn't be here talking about life. When you survive something that you shouldn't survive, it changes you. And so the moment is precious. Now is precious. Sometimes we make big mistakes, especially as it applies to moms and dads. But here's what I want to say. I almost died twice as a child because I had asthma.
Oh, I know
what it's like to not be able to breathe. We moved out to Southern California to be in a drier climate because I couldn't survive in Cleveland, Ohio. And so as a child, life is much bigger. Your moms and or dads are like giants. Life is full. And so for the adults listening right now, if you influence children in any way, shape, or form, you're going to make mistakes. But my prayer is that you'll recognize not only the influence that you have, but the responsibility that you have in that child's life. I pray you know Jesus Christ and you share and emulate Christ-like love with those children. But in this day and age with speed and technology and responsibilities, and we just get overwhelmed, we get lost. You asked about purpose earlier. You know, I think God gives us breath to fill us with purpose, to love. And the world's idea of love and Christ-like love can be a little bit different, you know. Jesus didn't, for the most part, agree with the world, but he gave his life for the world. So to be in the position of being a mom and or a dad, you know, we're talking sacrifice here. To be a Christian man or woman, we're talking about sacrifice here. We're told to deny ourselves. And so I'll just reiterate again the importance of recognizing what Jesus Christ did and does in our lives, and to take this moment, spend some time, if you possibly can, quietly and slowly to ponder not only the blessings you have in your life right now, but the responsibilities you have in your life right now as well. And when we talk about children, Sue, you mentioned my six-year-old. I look at my son, Dante. I remember when I was six, my dad would give me shots twice a day, pay me a quarter because I couldn't breathe. And what a precious time in life to be in a position where, you know, I can just give my son a hug, tell him how proud I am of him, and show him the way to Jesus Christ. We can do that with everybody we come in contact with in this life.
I did not know that you had asthma issues.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. So see, another question I had for you is connection. Are there things that you do that help you connect with people? Because I just feel more connected to you because I know you understand and you can relate to something that if somebody doesn't have asthma, they can't relate. It's just like all the things that we go through. When I think about the things in life that we go through, I almost was killed on a motorcycle also. And so that's another connection. But what do you do to connect? How do you connect with people?
Well, I think that, again, Jesus clearly states the teachings of this life and of Christianity. And it's all about we're not all that. You know, but yet we find ourselves in him that we do have a tremendous potential to love and give. And you talked about Moses earlier. To have the opportunity to be used by God is a major undertaking, and yet it's quite a humbling experience. So in terms of connection with people, to recognize that we hear a lot about God is love. God's a lot of things. He's love indeed too. But if ever there was an important part of this life that we're here to learn and to act, it's in love. So you ask how I connect with people. I just recognize I'm no better, no worse than anybody else, saved by God's grace. We're all in this together. So in the back of my mind, I know Jesus was our greatest servant. So how can I serve someone? How can I help someone? How can a basketball coach I knew quite well, who passed away at the age of 99, used to talk about, what can you do today for somebody else without anybody knowing, per se? So
that's a good question.
So how can you serve somebody without having the need to somehow being acknowledged? I mean, mm-hmm. talk about connection.
Mm-hmm. On my voicemail, I say, be a blessing to someone each and every day. It's on, along the same lines as that, is serving and looking for the need and filling it. That's how ministries get started, is looking for a need and filling it. And sometimes, you know, I can remember as a child that I was an entrepreneur very young, and I made money by doing poodles, cutting poodles, right? I got all the poodles in the neighborhood. There was a lot of poodles in my neighborhood.
Sounds like it.
Yes, and I learned how to groom them and shave them and whatnot. And so I thought, way back then, I thought I should get a mobile van. I never did it, but somebody did, and that was looking for a need and filling it. And I think about that. I'm thinking there's so many inventions that happen because there's a need and we fill it. So your connection is to show love, you know, and look for a need and fill it, right?
I would say that, yeah. It's not something I consciously think about. You know, I spent so many years of my life focusing on me, worrying about me, trying to fill myself up, all about me, me, me. When God gave me a second chance through the sacrifice of Christ, honestly, I don't think about me a whole lot. That's not to say I don't sin and get caught up in selfishness and what I want and all that stuff. That would be disingenuous. But for the most part, I don't spend a lot of time in my head thinking about me, because I died on December 17, 2009, when I surrendered my life to Him, and I was raised anew in Him for the rest of eternity. So I just know that the kingdom is here. God wants us to grow the kingdom. And there are people listening to this broadcast right now that aren't sure who Jesus Christ is or where He may fit in their lives. And as you talked about a little while ago, I think if ever there's a time to examine that one, it would be right now. Who is Jesus Christ? Is He the Son of God? That's who He claimed to be. For some people, if they say, I don't know, maybe a good time to consider pondering that question.
Sounds like good advice to me. I very often read out of Jesus Calling, and it always, the date that I'm reading has to do with the show. And, you know, it's like weird how that works, but not really. It's when, you know, God decides to stay anonymous, you know, the coincidence thing. So I'm going to read this right now because it goes along with what we're talking about. Thank me in the midst of the crucible. When things seem all wrong, look for growth opportunities, especially look for areas where you need to let go, leaving your cares in my able hands. Do you trust me to orchestrate your life events as I choose, or are you still trying to make things go according to your will? If you keep trying to carry out your intentions while I am leading you in another direction, you defy your desires. Be on the lookout for what I am doing in your life. Worship me by living close to me, thanking me in all circumstances. Couple scriptures, because you all say you like the scriptures. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Sometimes, you know, when our circumstances are really trying, it's really hard to do that, isn't it? It's really hard to give Him thanks, even in our circumstances. But He tells us that's what we're to do. Has there been times when you've had to do that? Of course there is.
All the time.
Can you think of one? Can you think of one where it was really a trying time for you that you haven't shared that you can share with us on the Sue Free Show?
Sure. My father just passed away 6 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And my dad and I, same name, born on the same day. I grew up worshiping my dad, even though he wasn't around, even though he chose to leave the marriage. So I'm a survivor of a broken home like so many of us. And in the ensuing years, 20s and 30s, I hated my dad, wanted nothing to do with him. And then one day it dawned on me, I've only got one biological father. Maybe I should go to great lengths to see if I can make amends. And without going into a long story here, it was actually on a radio show. It was Father's Day, and the crux of the portion of the program was, if you have stuff to clean up with your dad, Maybe you can do it today. And I blurted out, I want to call my dad. I hadn't talked to him in 3 years. He picked up the phone. He was very pleasant. Told him I loved him and apologized. And that began the rebuilding process. And so when my dad passed away 6 weeks ago, I knew that we left nothing unsaid. And so dealing with losing a parent, most of us will have that reality. That's not an easy thing to do. And yet I know who my everlasting father is. And so, so goodness gracious, we're promised trials and tribulations in this life. It's not easy at times. But I just know the suffering that he on the cross endured for me and then had the audacity to call out to his father and say, forgive them, Father, for they not know what they do. Boy, I just wish the world would learn that one. That's about as powerful a lesson as can be in a world that's consumed by self.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we're talking with Frank Sontag, who is the evening drive on KKLA and works 6 days a week. So he's taken some time to be with us today. You know, he said something there that I had just said because Mother's Day had just passed. And I was telling people that if they have any unforgiveness or bitterness towards their parents, that you only have your parents. You know, you've got a mom and a dad, and you might have adoptive parents. But if you have any way of making amends with your parents, I mentioned then and I mentioned again that, you know, once the breath is gone, the hope is gone to rekindle any of that. And so the time is now. You know, why wait any longer? If you've got pain from childhood, if you've got pain from adulthood, if you've got pain from anything, it's better to just get it out there. You know, you are called to forgive. And do you know that when you choose not to forgive, you're the one that's affected, not the person you're not forgiving. They might not even know you're not forgiving them. But you're the one that's holding that burden, and it wears on you. It can cause health issues. Do you want that? I'm sure you don't. So he tells us to forgive. He says, in all things, give thanks, because we need to have a thankful heart for what we have and what he's done for us. But he also says to forgive. And I know firsthand that it made such a freedom for me when I released the people that I was holding captive, because we are held captive by unforgiveness. So I recommend highly, I challenge you now to make a phone call, like Frank was just saying. Did you do that on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty out there.
I've been in radio for 30 years. We do a lot of things that are out there in radio.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Wow, I thought I was out there, but I think that's really something. Anyway, so, you know, if he can do it on the radio, you can do it just by calling, you know, getting on the phone. Or make a personal appointment. Make an appointment to face-to-face if you can, okay? I think that'd be wonderful. That's probably one of those things that you did, and you're very thankful, Frank, that you did, because now he's gone.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I said, we left nothing unsaid. You know, some people don't have that opportunity or create that opportunity. I'm just blessed that that I did.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to read once again. I am a mighty God. Nothing is too difficult for me. I have chosen to use weak ones like you to accomplish my purposes. Your weakness is designed to open you up to my power. Therefore, do not fear your limitations or measure the day's demands against your strength. What I require of you is to stay connected to me, living in trusting dependence on my limitless resources. When you face unexpected demands, there is no need to panic. Remember that I am with you. Talk with me and listen while I talk you through each challenging situation. I am not a careless God. When I allow difficulties to come into your life, I equip you fully to handle them. Relax in my presence, trusting in my strength. For nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Doesn't that just go right along with this whole show?
Without a doubt.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So your family, you have a son that's six. You have a wife of how many years?
It'll be 10 years this December.
And interests outside of work?
Horses. Horses and horses.
Okay, so I have a story there too, which my listeners know about. So tell me about the horses.
My other son is a six-year-old gelding that lives in Idaho on my dad and stepmom's ranch. And yeah, I grew up wanting to be a jockey of all things. Look at me. I was actually short for a good chunk of my young life. And then in a summer and a half, I grew 9 inches and thought God was playing a cruel joke on me because I was going to be a racehorse jockey. But I've loved horses my whole life. That and basketball. Those are the two things for the most part.
So you were short, you liked basketball, and you were going to be a jockey. Or you, did you get basketball when you got tall?
Yep, that's what happened. I was short, wanted to be a jockey. I grew, and then I discovered basketball a junior in high school and was fortunate enough to play in college a bit and after the fact. And that was kind of a saving grace for me, kept me sane. As I mentioned, my dad and I weren't good for a lot of years, so I had a lot of anger, and I got to get it out on the basketball court, and you get rewarded for that. So, yeah, and music, you know, it's kind of like hobbies, interests, horses, sports, and music. I think that covers about it as a guy. What do you think?
So you just wrote a book. You didn't talk about it much. You just mentioned it briefly. So it's being published currently?
Yep. It'll be out somewhere in the next 4 to 5 weeks. It's called Light the Way Home. And as I mentioned, my motorcycle crash on June 17th, 84. That all happened because I went to Hollywood Park in Inglewood to watch a horse named Light the Way Home run.
Oh, wow.
And that put me on the freeway strategically at that time and space continuum where I was run down by somebody doing 110 miles an hour on impact.
So they came from behind and like ran you over.
Yeah, I looked to make in my mirror to make a lane change, and I saw, this was 1984 when the first new Corvettes came out, and I saw him barreling down, and I knew, my thought was, this is it, I'm done. And so on impact, they measured skid marks and guesstimated miles per hour, and I'm here to talk about it.
And how many miles per hour?
110 on impact.
Wow.
So he braked. He saw us last minute, but, you know.
Too late. Yes. Motorcycles, they can't, you know, you can't do much when you're on a motorcycle. You can't stop fast. You can't, yeah.
True, and I will just say this quickly. You do not pass any moment sooner than you're meant to pass. I believe God's got you from start to finish, knows when it's your time. You're not going to leave any time sooner. And not to sit here and rationalize and justify riding motorcycles. It's dangerous, but a lot of things in this life are dangerous. And so to not take your life lightly, I guess what I'm trying to say.
So last words to the listeners out there that might be struggling or whatnot. What would you want to say to them?
Jesus is the answer. I pray that you'll discover him today. He's waiting for you to invite him in your life. And if you do, you will never be the same.
So if that's you, you know, it's not that difficult. And you don't have to change. You don't have to fix yourself. You don't have to straighten yourself up and stop this or stop that. All you have to do is to make a choice that you don't like your life. You don't like the way things are going right now. And you need a savior. And if that is you, then all you need to do is look up and ask the Lord into your life. Until next week, be a blessing to someone each and every day. God bless.
You've been listening to The Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects.
Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.